We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Welcome to MGP 451. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, there's Sheepdog, Anna, and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello. How we doing?
Did Anna not say hello there? Did I miss that?
Same time.
I'm going to assume she did say hello.
I'm confused.
You must have said it so quietly, no one heard you speak, Anna.
At the same time as Sheepdog.
Oh, there you go. He's drowned you out with his northernness.
He's southern.
Yeah, well, no one knows what he is anymore. Now he goes gallivanting off on trips without us.
The places
we've taken. I have a bone to pick with you, young man.
I went to one expo, performed on stage at one expo, and Anna thinks she can take my spot in the bloody hellos at the beginning of the podcast. It's outrageous.
Someone had to take the spot.
Anna told me, because apparently you make videos. Obviously, I don't watch them. But she's watched you make a video, and apparently in this video, you criticised mine and Pab's navigation around London, which is possibly the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Apparently, we walk around London in a stupid way, Pab, and there's better routes. Coming from this moron.
Don't be mean.
I think my more precise wording was that I was worried about repeating the route, and then I did it slightly different. I basically went one train and was there, and I questioned how we'd broken Anna doing the same journey, the same shops, the same route. I was like, it seems odd, but I actually acknowledged in the conversation that I was having with myself that you're a lot better at navigating than I am, so there's probably a reason you do it that way. But to run you through it, you can literally go from the XL to the Skylift, from North Greenwich to Green Park.
We know that.
Be at
Do you
Fortnum
not remember
and Mason.
There was a queue at the Devil's Transport that day, so we had to get the DLR instead.
Right,
that's
I don't remember
that.
That's
the whole reason we didn't take the direct route from North Greenwich.
That's why I said there was probably a good reason, because every time we've done it since, we've not gone to Green Park and got out and been at Fortnum and Mason immediately. We've gone on several different ones. And I just questioned why we did that. I didn't say it was wrong. I just said...
And the last time we went, with the three of us, when Anna didn't come, we did exactly that. We went to Green Park and walked
Maybe
out
we did.
From that
I can't way. Remember. I can't remember.
That's exactly what we did.
In my head, I told Claire we had to go to Forbidden Planet first and then walk across. And then when I looked at the map, I was like, no, we don't actually. It's all right next to where we're going, and it's the easiest journey in the world. And I was like,
Anna mentioned you said this in your video as well. We didn't go to Forbidden Planet first.
I think we did on one of the trips.
Nope.
We did.
Nope.
Because we definitely have. We definitely have.
Yeah, this is why I can't bring myself to watch your lying, lie-filled videos. If you could learn to tell the truth, you might pick up an extra viewer.
You stretch the truth all the time, Kevin.
Yeah, exactly. It's for entertainment.
I didn't even criticise it. I just said I was very nervous. I was very confused. And worried about it all. And then when I got there, it's actually really easy. And I kind of said, I probably need to pay more attention when I'm walking around with you. Like, I leave it to you because I assume I don't know what I'm doing, but actually it was fine. I did have a bit of a breakdown on the Saturday night though, because we went to see the Eternals at the O2. And as we came out, I was thinking, this has gone really well. I've managed to not get lost. All I need to do is go over the Skylift, and I'm at the XL and we're back. And then they announced that the wind was blowing and the Skylift was closed. And I just couldn't figure out how to get back. I was going to get an Uber, and I looked it up on my phone, and it told me
you don't want to Uber from Greenwich.
Well, it told me it's going to be £12, and I was like, that's a bargain in London. So as I went to book it, I thought, well, my phone's only got 1% battery. I'll book it on Claire's phone. So I got Claire's phone out, looked it up. It got up to £24 because obviously I'd created a surge. And then I was annoyed. I thought, what a cheeky gits. I'm not gonna pay double just because they think I've created a demand. And now there's two of us chasing the car. And then this Steps concert finished, like literally as I was looking at it, and the prices went up to 40, and then it just kept going up. And I was just like, if my phone had a battery, if I hadn't spent so much time playing Pokemon that day, I would have just booked the £12 taxi, ridden off into the distance laughing. But then it looked like all the stations were miles from our hotel, so I was having a panic about that, because Claire had spent all day telling me about where all the gangs of London are. Like, literally everywhere. She's like, oh, I was watching a program about the gangs from that part of London. I'm like, you realise you're unnerving me somewhat here, that you're telling me there's literally gangs in every frigging part of this place. So I kept thinking, we're going to get off a station, because she's put it out there, we're going to get off at one of these random stations and some gang of West Ham fans is going to deck us.
Does she talk to them the way Anna does?
Well, I was talking about that to Clara. I was like, you're going to do that thing. I said, you women don't understand how dangerous it is. You'll be asking them whether they're winning, like Anna did. But then we ended up going to Canning Town, and we went up instead of down to exit, and realised actually the DLR was two stops from our hotel up there. We sort of stumbled into the route home, and it was all fine. But by that point, I'd made such a hash of it that we were both in foul moods, because it was really cold, really windy, and I'd just... If that skylift had been open, it'd have been fine.
So you were down in London for Social in the City weekend and a Steps concert. Did you go to either of these things?
No, I went to the Winter Wonderland.
I did have this
so
whole...
Why were you staying over that side? Why were you staying way out in East London if you didn't have a reason to be there?
I don't know, really. Oh, I wanted to go to the cinema. I wanted to go to the O2 for the cinema there. I know there are other cinemas.
Is that like a big
it's the one cinema in London.
I wanted to go to the BFI one, but they only had June on, and I didn't want to watch that. I wanted to watch Eternals, so that was annoying. But no, I wanted Claire to go on the Skylift, because she'd never been on it. It just worked. It was fine. We probably did about 25 minutes, if that, on the train out, and 20 minutes on the way back. It was no problem. But yeah, we went to Winter Wonderland, and I ranted about this in my video, but basically...
Did you see my brother? Because he was there as well, apparently.
No, I didn't. That's interesting. I heard Anna say just now. But we literally went in, brought an advent calendar for my kids. That's the first stall we saw. And then it hindered us for the rest of the day. That's basically the reason the whole day fell apart, because he gave us it in a bin bag. And we spent so much time trying to find another bag big enough in this stupid place that wasn't a bin bag. And then... we left exhausted. We were around the place in circles so many times. And Claire was like, I'm not going in all these other shops along Piccadilly with a bin bag. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to be walking around Fortnum and Mason with a bin bag in my hand, so kick me out. But yeah, we ended up going to M&S and getting a bag from there, and then it was fine. But we didn't think of that. I didn't know there was an M&S between the two. I went in there. We used their cafe, Kev. I went in the Fortnum and Mason cafe out back. And that was nice. I was panicking a little bit because I had so much coffee in the morning that by the time I got there, I really needed the loo. And I was thinking, oh, God, this is not the sort of place to be destroying a toilet. But, it was fine. I did my first ghost poo of the year, Kev. I mean, are you familiar with ghost poos?
That is a ghost poo.
When you go and there's literally nothing to clean, it's the most wonderful. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen to people our age very often. I've been teaching my son about the concept, because he'll go to the toilet and he's like, there's nothing to clean up. And I'm like, well, it was a ghost poo. Very well done. They're rare. But I was very pleased. You can put this in the description of the episode, Pab. Sheepdog did a ghost poo. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. And I couldn't believe it. I called him out. I went, you never guess what, Claire? False alarm. It was a ghost. And she was just like, I don't know what you're on about.
What, enforce and
amazing? Oh, my God.
Yeah, maybe it was just the wonder of being in there. Maybe their toilets are so superior that they clean you before you do. And, yeah, it was just amazing. Bought more stuff in there than I've bought in all the other times I've ever been there with you lot. I think I'm just too intimidated to buy stuff when I'm with you lot. But we bought like 3 jars, loads of coffee, loads of tea, I've been drinking Fortnum & Mason coffee all week, and finally my coffee machine's had some use. All the coffee I've been buying anywhere else has been disgusting. This stuff was actually quite smooth and nice, so that's annoying because I don't think I'll be able to buy the disgusting muck I've been getting. Like, I get this really acidy, bitter stuff off the internet, and this stuff was really smooth, and I was like, okay, turns out I'm just probably too cheap. But yeah, no, it was good. I spent a lot in there. It was nice. It was fun. I didn't buy any comics. I went to Forbidden Planet for the fourth time this year, I think, and didn't buy anything for the fourth time this year, which is absurd. Wow. I don't know what's wrong with me there. But yeah.
You're always buying stuff in there.
For the kids, but not for myself. I basically bought Ollie the like 15th book I've bought him from there this year, and myself none. It was ridiculous.
You've read them all.
You need to learn to read. That's where you're going wrong.
I confirmed they do still not have any first books of any series. I had a good look through them.
That is so frustrating in there.
It's very weird.
I don't think I told you about this, Anna. Forbidden Planet don't seem to have the first part of any of the manga that they've got in there. So you can't go in there and start a new series. It's very upsetting.
Huh. I see.
I was upset. You don't seem concerned about how upset I was.
I spent more time trying to convince Mrs. Sheepdog to get into comics than I did buying comics myself, to be fair. And I spent ages looking for a comic that apparently doesn't start until January. I don't really understand how that's worked. There's a series on Netflix that's based on a comic, but the comic doesn't come out. Or maybe it's just only in Japanese and they're bringing it, a record of Ragnarok. It's on Netflix. It was really good. I'd recommend it to anyone. But yeah, no, it was good anyway. And I did listen to the podcast, Pabby. I did listen to Kev gushing over how much he loves Pokemon now and how brilliant it is and how he's watching the anime.
I don't think I used the word brilliant.
Mate, you said you sit there every day after tea watching Pokemon all evening.
I made it to like episode 12. I've stopped that now. I've not watched any of this week. I realised it was just the same episode over and over again, and I looked at, right, how long does this go on for? Oh, 82 episodes. That seems like a bit of a chore. Oh, it's still going now. It's just 82 episodes in the first bit. I've got to watch like 4,000 episodes. No, I ain't doing that.
I did wonder when I heard you say it. I thought he's either going to keep that going for an obscenely long time, which you won't do, or he's going to realise that it's something like 22 seasons long. And I mean, I was going to, if I'd have been there last week, not that you'd have ever had this conversation with me present, I would have said to you, you're better off watching Pokemon Journeys, because that is. It's still Ash, but he's introduced to a guy called Go, and Go starts his journey with Ash. So Ash is like introducing him to all the stuff he's already done, and he's basically a scientist now, so he just visits all the different regions, and it's good for a jumping on point because it's like they've realised.
Wait, hold up.
Go on.
Kev, didn't we have a discussion last week about this is the end, that was the end of
That's
it.
That's a good point. We're not allowed to talk about Pokemon ever again.
He's talking about something else.
No.
He's not allowed to say the P word.
Yeah. I think you two just need
I didn't
to
agree
stop.
That. You,
exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone on the podcast agreed
agree.
It last week.
I didn't agree.
Anna, don't go.
No, I only heard you two agree it. So we're at a 50-50. We need an independent adjudicator, really. And yeah.
If you can talk to me about your week, Kevin... Cheap Dog can talk about it on the podcast because I just don't want to listen to you talk about Pokemon. I have no interest in it. So now you can converse...
Do you want to hear Sheepdog talk about it even more?
Yeah, but now you can converse with him about
it. I've completed my Pokedex now, Anna. Can you believe it?
I don't care, Kevin.
I'm so far behind on this, and I really enjoy... I've got Brilliant... I keep forgetting the name. Brilliant Pearl. Shining Pearl.
You'll find
Brilliant
it's
Diamond.
Shining Pearl, Sheepdog. Can you catch up with Pokemon? Goodness me. Sheepdog knows nothing about Pokemon. He's such a fraud.
I've only played it once this week. I'm so far behind. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm not even at the second gym. And
what?
It's because I'm meant to be streaming it, so I'm not playing it between streams. Part of me is like, should I just play it between streams and then when I stream...
Sounds like you should have got the two-pack and had one for streaming and one for sheeping.
Well, I got the two-pack. Yeah, I've got the other one. I could do that, to be fair. But yeah, I played it. Basically, I did a stream with it for like 4 hours, and I went from the town the first gym's in to not even the second town across the whole stream. I don't know what on earth I was doing other than getting in a lot of battles, but my team's not even that powerful. I don't know what happened. It was very weird. It's like I fell into a time hole. And the stream
apparently my team is the weirdest lineup of a Pokemon team that anyone has ever seen, according to Twitter. Do you want to know my six that I beat Cynthia with in the end? After having my backside handed to her. Six, I had... I don't know what he is. He's called Martin. He's my leveled up penguin starter guy.
Yep.
Actually, no, he wasn't in my team in the end. I benched Martin and people were furious. Martin got on the bench. I've got him back in now, but I benched Martin for Cynthia. So I went with my Gyarados, Garchomp, Luxray, Houndoom, Dialga and Jirachi. That was my six that I finally beat Cynthia with.
That's mad, because her strongest Pokemon is her, not Gible, the one that Gible evolves into, bloody hell.
Yeah, I basically took, I had one of those as well and just battered her with him.
So I was saying on my stream after I'd listened to you and we were talking about it that your starter would have been... you know, massacred by that because it would have just hit it with ground attacks, and so would the Jirachi, to be fair, because Steel's really weak against that. So I
just
thinking,
earthquaked her over and over again with my massively leveled up Garchomp.
Why didn't you have a Mamoswine though? That was like the...
I don't know what that is.
Just an ice type that's also ground, so it'd have been immune to ground. It would have killed the dragon part of it. Would have
been
easy.
One told me that. Where were you when that would have been useful information? Mr. Gallivanting off to Advent Calendar Land.
You need to text me. I would have,
I'm not texting you. That's weird. Yeah. People who text are weird.
I text you all the
time. I speak to you once a week, and that's plenty. If you choose not to be here, that's not my fault.
I suppose no one told you to get one, though. It's like, that's the Pokemon of that gen. It was introduced that gen, I'm 99% sure.
To be fair, I didn't ask anyone. I just kind of got on it. I got absolutely battered by Cynthia the first time, like I talked about in the podcast last week. And then just Googled it, see, right, what do I need to do? And this guy said, here's my weird team that somehow worked. And I went, right, I like the sound of this. I'll have a weird team that somehow worked. I'll go and get one of those.
See, I'm thinking a Bombersnow and Mamoswine, I'll just get them in. They'll be good at it. It'll be sorted. I got a text from Ollie while I was away. Just, I killed Dialga. And I was like, oh, bless you. But
I've killed both of the other two legendaries trying to catch them.
They do return, though, don't they? If you beat the Elite Four, they come back.
Do they?
Yeah. So, I don't think they go after that. So if you killed them before the Elite Four, whatever, they do return. But he was
That's right, then.
Just texting me all upset. And, yeah, he wasn't very happy. And I kept telling him, you can get them, just complete the game. And I don't think he was reading my responses. He was just getting upset and texting me again about it.
They are annoyingly easy to kill, though. They just kind of sat there in their cave. And it's like, well, they're legendary. I can't just throw a ball at them. So I'll try and soften them up a little bit. One little tap of pound. And they're like, right, I'm off. I'm dead. Ah, you got me. You got me with the pound. Oh, no. I mean, what are you doing with your life? Show a little bit of backbone, man.
They might not have seen you coming and you just walloped him around the back of the head with a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. And then I did it to the other one as well.
I always just go in and throw balls. I have a quick ball and then a massive pile of ultra balls and just...
Well, that's what I'd do for a weaker Pokey, but these ones are supposed to be like the world-saving kings of Pokemon land. If they can just be taken out with a quick ball, goodness me.
You probably ended up doing their bloody... You were probably using Earthquake on them or something.
I don't know. I just pressed the buttons.
I finally,
after last week's nonsense... logged back in this evening to finish off my Pokedex because of Drifloon and only being able to catch him on a Friday.
Oh, for
which
God's
I didn't
sake.
Find out until after the podcast last week. So I'm there at like 20 past midnight on Saturday morning. Like, oh, so I can't catch him for 6 days. So I sat there and waited. And luckily someone in my stream this afternoon said, Kev, did you go and get your Drifloon? And my initial response was, what the hell are you saying to me? And then I realised what they were talking about. And so we've been out this evening. We just got back. We got back at about 9:30. I've just turned the game on and gone and caught him now and finished off my Pokedex. So I am officially the king of Pokemon land.
I don't know if the music's coming through. I'm doing it for effect, but I've just started mine up to go and get a Drifloon before it gets to bloody midnight and I've lost my chance. Now I'm going to see how little distance I covered. Yeah, thank you very much for that. I'm wondering, like, honestly, tomorrow when I have to go back this route, I'm going to think, how did it take me this long to do it? I honestly spent... Oh, I've got into a battle as well. I spent so much time going nowhere last stream.
You're telling me that you've you've only got one badge.
Yeah.
You're telling me that in the time you've had that game, I've had time to buy it and get further than you.
Good work, Favi! Which one did you get?
Diamond.
Good, that's correct. That's the correct answer. Good work.
You know, the sole reason I got it, got diamond.
Because you're weak.
I was planning
human.
On buying pearl because I wanted the the birds, I think, was it? You get Zapdos in the pearl and what have you.
Yeah, I'm annoyed because I wanted the dogs.
Well, I wanted a Butterfree.
Someone messaged me saying, is Jigglypuff in it? I'm not buying it if Jigglypuff's not in it. And I was like, I genuinely don't know. I assume there's not a single game that doesn't have Jigglypuff in it.
I don't know. I just looked at differences, which Pokemon were in which, and I saw Butterfree were in Diamond. I went, well, Butterfree's like my mainstay. If I get a Butterfree, that stays with me for the entire game. Every single game I've had, I have a Butterfree in my squad. So I was like, well, I can't. I've got to get a Diamond then. So
it's interesting that you say that, because I am rocking a Butterfree in Pokemon Sword, which I've gone back to play this week to feed my Pokemon addiction. After last week's realization that I couldn't play any more Brilliant Diamond because I needed the Drifloon to progress the game, I've gone back and done the first six gyms of Pokemon Sword. Now I've restarted it. Now I feel like for the first time in my life, I understand Pokemon rather than just plonking through it the way I have previously. There was something about Brilliant Diamond that I now understand the game fully. I am an expert. And now I've gone back in, and Sword's a completely different experience now. I actually understand what's going on. I'm doing stuff. I'm a Pokemon genius.
I was surprised you got right to the end and didn't just do the quick championship battles to finish it. That was. Have you got the DLC? Because the DLC is
I've bought the
DLC.
I haven't played it, but I have got it there ready to go now.
Yeah, I think the. I'm hoping, because they normally would have released another game that would call it like Arrow or something, you know, Gun, whatever, and just a combination of the two with extra stuff. But this time they've just added DLC on, so you've got the Isle of Armor and the Crown Tundra, and they blew me away. They're fantastic. I really, really, really rate them. So yeah, I hope you enjoy them. And there's a bit of multiplayer in the Crown Tundra one. You can do Dynamax adventures where like. You walk through a big cave and you have to do, I think, four battles and then a boss battle at the end and that kind of thing. It's fun. And you sort of, you don't take your own Pokemon in, you get given a Pokemon and then you can catch the Pokemon you fight on the way through. So it's different each time. And
well, I can't take Martin with me.
No, but you might find a Martin in there. And then at the end of it all, you can either pick the legend that you beat or if you've got any shinies along the way. There's like an increased chance of a shiny, that kind of thing in there. Yeah, it's very good because there's a lot of replayability there. And I kind of ran out of time to, well, not time, that's the wrong word, but I stopped going back to it. But I could have gone and got all the legends for all the different regions and all that. And yeah, it's just clever. I like it.
It's got so bad, and I feel like a monster for admitting this. I've even got Pokemon Home now. I even went and got that. I've imported a load of stuff from Pokemon Go. Before I restarted Sword, I exported everything from Sword into Home and then restarted Sword. And yeah, I'm just going to go and get them all now. I'm going to ruin Sheepdog's one thing. All. Your one thing. I'm going to go there. Well, I've got them too. That's going to be my response right. Now. I've got all it's the right. Pokemon. I've got them as well. They're
fine.
Mine now.
It's all right. It's
not, you're not special anymore, Sheepdog. I've got them. I haven't, but I will. I'll get them. Yeah. I'm going to get
right,
them,
mate.
Sheepdog.
I did a 20 match unbeaten running Football Manager earlier of Maidenhead, and I'm in the playoffs with them. So
I'm manager of the month, you know. On a network game. I'm a hero.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm gonna take your thing, and we'll end up swapping. I'll be Sheepdog six times, whatever you are now, seven times.
So, soon to be seven times. Come January, I'll be Kevin seven times, which doesn't really flow. So I need to get to eight really quickly. So I might have to do back to back at the start of this year's Streamer Showdowns, like I've done previously, be Kevy eight times by February. I think that is a nice little feel to it.
Well, you're going to be like 10 time Kev instead of Kevy 10 times.
I think I might just retire at nine. I think nine's got nine. I think nine, and then I might move into commentary.
If you get to 90, you can change your name to Joe and be Joe 90.
Hmm.
It's It's worth it for that.
Might work for me.
But no,
I mean, yeah, all I've done this week is play a tiny little bit of Brilliant Diamond, but I sulked with it because I couldn't catch the one I wanted. And that sulking has meant that I still had like five to catch this evening because I just stopped when I realised I had to wait until Friday, but I got that finished off. I'm now wandering around in that, doing the post-game stuff, doing my national decks and all that stuff, but I've been playing through Pokemon Sword, really enjoying that. And yeah, other than that, it's just been Football Manager. So I need Halo to come out, I think. I need something to snap me out of Pokemon. Because even the Minecraft update coming out, I haven't looked at that, haven't updated the realm, haven't loaded Minecraft up. My brain is a frustrating thing because I was so obsessed with Minecraft all summer. It was all I was playing, even when I wasn't on the realm, even when I wasn't making my YouTube videos, I was playing Minecraft. And now it's like, yeah, I see there's loads of new stuff, but now all I want to do is Pokemon. I need to break it. Somehow. I need the next thing.
I feel your pain because I am kind of doing it the other way around. I'm there going, yeah, Pokemon's finally out, but I want to play my Maidenhead save. And I feel guilty. I feel so guilty tonight because I was all like, I'm going to play Pokemon Friday and then I'm going to stream on Saturday and play a bit more. And then I'm going to play Football Manager on Sunday. And now what I've actually done is I put basically minutes before I was doing my stream, I was like, what do people actually want? And then that got more votes. So I went with that. And Football Manager, I mean. And then someone came on and was like, I thought you were doing Pokemon tonight. You've been talking about it all week. And I was like, yeah, sorry. I put a vote out and people voted for the other thing. But it was like, really, I kind of fancied it. I just thought I'd ask. But I've also said I'm not going to stream tomorrow because I realised me streaming Saturday and Sunday, I'm just abandoning Claire all weekend and that's not very fair. And so I'm not streaming tomorrow now. But
it's quite fair on her. She gets a weekend off from you. She had to spend all
weekend. Well, it was more I was going to stream in the day and I realised that me streaming in the day is really inconsiderate when the kids are going to be reliant on us. So that was the reason more so. I wasn't streaming in the night tomorrow. But it means that I will play Pokemon on Sunday because otherwise I've just abandoned it, which is insane because that was the thing I wanted to get into streaming more. You know, it wasn't the plan to stream Football Manager. It's just plan to stream Pokemon. So, yeah.
But they all come to Football Manager in the end.
Yeah. I like alternating, though. It's fun. It is fun just kind of going between the two. And, oh, man, I can't get past these stupid people that want to battle me constantly.
So, Pabby, how far into Pokemon are you? If you've got further than Sheepdog.
I just beat the second gym.
Oh, you're a good boy.
I've played for a total of 5 hours.
Let me double check. I've actually not got the second gym badge or something because I don't fully know. Annoyingly, I thought I'd skipped a load of battles and I'm having to do them at the moment.
I'm getting into the same sort of habits as I did with, I want to say, the last few, where I tend to just find out what gym it is, and then I just go for what is it weak against, and then I just grind right outside it in the long grass outside for just an amount of time where that Pokemon that is strongest against anything in that gym will blitz it, will just one shot it, and it's not a challenge at all. I don't know what I'm doing. All I'm doing is just sitting there and just grinding, just beating everything that attacks me in the long grass. And I don't know what I'm doing. It's just nonsensical. But that's how I'm playing it right now. I'm waiting for a challenge.
How it works, like Kev did, I suppose.
I'm literally walking in and just literally going, fire charge, fire charge. Literally, it could have been like 6 fire charges I've let off. And then that's it, done. Completed the gym.
I've seen a lot of people complaining about the Pokemon toughing it out, and that's what mine's just done in this battle. It had 7 health. It got hit with a direct hit of an attack and it braved it out so it wouldn't die. And I'm like,
I've noticed that. I was like wondering whether some of my moves just are then moves that where it doesn't kill something off. And I was like, I don't know whether that's a thing. It used
now
to be
basically if it likes you then like a lot, then it will try a bit harder not to die, which
right.
Makes sense. Like, it does make sense. It has a little bit of logic to it, but I think some people just want it to be rock hard, and I don't say I agree.
I don't want it to be rock hard. I like it being nice and accessible for numbskulls
as well. But I question the use of, a sensible amount of use of my time, just spending most of it just running through the long grass, just grinding, or should I just actually try and play the game as it was probably intended?
I didn't mean to lull you into a false sense of security, Pab, but I have got two badges. You're all right.
I thought it seemed impossible, because, like I say, I've played for about 5 hours. I feel like you've played Pokemon more than 5 hours.
I should check and tell you exactly how many hours I've played. 9 hours, 41.5
for me.
Yeah.
Well, it's coming up to 10.
Yeah.
I've got 61 Pokemon in my Pokedex, apparently.
Wow.
I mean, the good news is, Kevin, you'll probably be over it by then, but there's another Pokemon game coming out in January, so...
Well, I've already got it pre-ordered.
Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to that. I hope it's good. I'd be very disappointed if it's not. It'd be the first time I've not liked one if it's not good, but it's like I'm properly looking forward to it. Should be cool. I can't find the bloody place where I get the Drifloon now. I can't remember what it's called, the weather place.
It's outside the Valley Windworks.
I know where that is.
There you go. Go get your Drifloon, Pabby. You're going to get him on Friday. Excellent stuff. Right, while Pab is getting himself a Drifloon, he's also going to simultaneously insert an advert into the podcast to see how good he is at multitasking.
Oh, saying that, when I listened back, there was no advert at this point, so it does sound like you're just taking the mickey.
Well, this point was last... That was this last week. This is this week. There's definitely an advert coming up now!
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Good advert, Pabby. Mm-hmm. Good work. Mm-hmm. We don't put the adverts on Sheepdog's version because then he doesn't mind when he only gets paid £8.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So, has anyone got anything else to say about Pokemon, or should we actually talk about something else? Bearing in mind, we promised never to talk about it again, and we filled the first half hour
with
it. Yeah,
the problem is that at least half of this podcast is currently playing it.
while we record.
Yeah. I'm playing it. Oh, so that's three quarters of us currently playing Pokemon. Anna, why don't you join us? Join us, Anna.
Playing a game we said we wouldn't talk about ever again.
Yeah.
Listening to you lot say that, I feel guilty as well because I'm banned from talking about another game that I'm not even going to say the name of, but they had a Black Friday sale on all their characters this week, and I spent a tenner on Simpsons characters in Simpsons Tactile because I'm a monster. I have a problem, and I never spend money in games. But I was just like, it's Black Friday, and it had this thing of like, if you get this many donuts, you unlock this and that. And I was just like, right, I'm going for it. Basically turned into Bouncy for a minute. Although I know he's basically like 100% of this game, and just waiting for them to add new content. So I think knowing him and knowing he exists makes me feel less bad about doing stuff like that. And it's like, I can spend all the time in the world playing Football Manager because Kev plays it for 2,000 hours a year. And do you know what I mean? It's bad knowing people who are more broken than me because it justifies my foolishness. But I haven't told Claire that I spent that because it was like, yeah, she doesn't need to know that I unlocked like random characters I didn't even particularly know. I mean, when was Jack the Ripper in Simpsons? Apparently he was, because I got him as a character. Because it wasn't even characters I could control. I just got given a load of random buildings and characters to add in because they've updated the game with a new area and stuff like that. But yeah, that's enough for me talking about that because I know it is banned. And Anna, can you talk about some real games before we really circle the drain and go down the toilet?
Not really, because I circle back to around 2010 for my game this week.
2010, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's still more recent than the one we've all been playing. That is a remake of one from about 20 years ago.
It's true.
Well, it came out in 2010. It remastered in 2020. I didn't know I had the remaster until I installed it, but I'm playing Bioshock 2.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why. I needed something to play.
What possessed you to do it? Was it was this on a disc or did you download it?
I've had the collection for a while. I was just sat there. I was like, I installed The Witcher and I didn't want to play that. I installed Cyberpunk and I didn't want to play that. And I was just like, I'm bored. I was like, I don't know what I want to play. And then I remembered I had Bioshock the collection. I was like, oh, they remastered, didn't it? And then I went into the store and it was like remastered $15.99. I was like, yeah, but didn't they also update if you had the collection? I should go and check the collection. Oh, let's go and play on my other profile because I've already got trophies for this one. So I went on my other profile, put on Bioshock 2, and it's beautiful and looks lovely. I even called Kevin into the room going, Kevin, look at this. Look at this. It's 2010, but look at it.
Well, what you actually said was, before I entered the room, guess what I'm playing? How am I supposed to be able to answer that question?
Yeah. I mean, you'd have been guessing Minecraft, Pokemon stuff that you're never going
to
play.
How long did you anticipate it taking me to get to Bioshock 2? Guessing what you were playing.
I like to talk to you and play games of guessing what I'm playing. Because normally, the only game that starts with a B that I play is Borderlands. But it was not. It was Bioshock 2. And it's so pretty. It's really pretty.
What was that accent?
I don't know. But like,
you sounded like the vampire from What We Do in the Shadows then. Okay. No, they're all vampires. The female vampire.
But yeah, so if you have the collection, the remaster you get for free, which came out last year, and it's been remastered. It's very playable and is not so dark. I remember Bioshock 2 being very dark and just like can't see a lot. But this time, it's
probably just your ropey old telly.
Maybe. But I just like you get, so you've got like your little sisters and I can't harvest them. I just can't do it. I just help them because I cannot rip the things out of their throats. It's just, I can't do it. So I've been collecting them because, like, instead in this one, instead of, I can't remember what you did in one, but you would get them and then you'd put them in the vent. This one, you take them from other daddies and then you take them around and then they gather Adam for you and then you put them in the vent, shove them in, which I like because, like, every level there's, like, so many that you can do. So, like, I'm on my level now and there's three that I have to go and get. I don't have to do them, but to get Adam, I have to go and get them. So you can go through the whole game and not get Adam. But if you don't get the Adam, then you don't get your plasmids, and then that's just the whole thing that you don't want to go through. But every time you do clear the level of little sis, are they called little sisters? I think.
Yeah.
Every time you rescue all of them, the big sister comes, and she is just this. She's like a thin daddy, but she's all jumpy and thin and just scares the bejesus out because she screams at you and it's just like the most awfulest of screams. But I've took her down like four times now and you just like pump her with like frag grenades and for your 50 caliber and she's dead. But I just want to, I think I've nearly finished it. I'm not sure, like I'm in the last area. But I just felt like playing it. I don't know why, but it is good to go back to Rapture. It's just so pretty. Like, I remember the first time I went on, like, the first Bioshock, and you go down in the sphere thing, and then it opens up, and you're like, oh, and the whale comes down. This time it was an octopus, but, yeah. So I might play two, then go to one, and then go to the worst one, which is, where's that one? Columbia. I don't get Columbia that much. I don't understand why it's in the sky when it was under the water. But I'm just bored at the moment. Like, everything has either got delayed or it's not coming out now till like August next year. Kevin's like, oh, play that Halo game. I was like, yeah, but I've tried to play other Halo games and they bore me to death. I just don't get it. It just seems very, like, you're in an army and you have to go and take up bases.
I think if you pay attention to the story and do the single player, not the multiplayer.
It was so boring.
I think you'll love Halo. It seems
people
like exactly
it,
the kind of thing that you'll love.
Yeah, but I play, first one in, and it's just like, go to this base, take out these people, go to this base, clear out these people.
But that's a 20-year-old game now. I'm talking about the brand new one that's out next week.
Yeah, but I don't know. I won't know what's going on. I'll have no idea.
Will that be on Game Pass?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't really know if I want to get in Halo. I'm a bit with Anna here in that I've tried it in the past and gone, but it is so loved that people can't be wrong, can they? Do you know what I mean? It's one of those where too many people like it to be wrong about it, surely.
Who knows?
Exactly. Halo's good. I like
Halo.
Well,
it's like you said, it's on Game Pass. I've got an Xbox, so I'll sing it.
And I need you lot to put a squad together, because the only way I've ever done these games on Legendary is in four-man squads. And I'm the three man or whatever you do. I think it's three or four. And I just hang back and I'm the respawn point for the rest of my squad. So I need you lot to be good at it and me to be your respawn point so that I can get the achievement for finishing it on Legendary. Please.
We're
going to
become a Halo stream squad.
Don't we have to? Anna, it's your responsibility.
I just need it to be February. And then I'll be happy. Well,
what's February then?
Horizon Zero.
A lot of things.
Dawn.
Really?
Yeah.
Dying Light 2. Just a bunch of... Everything got pushed back to there. I don't know why.
To get out of the way of Football Manager.
Yeah, I don't think that is it, because this time... Normally, at this time of the year, you cannot move for games. And I'm sat there going, oh, I'll play a game that came out February 2010, because I'm so... bored. Like, I'd rather watch...
Whereas I feel like I've had more games than at any point in the last 10 years thrown at me recently.
This is my busiest period in ages.
I'm completely snowed under in games.
I don't get it. I really don't. Like, the Guardians game, excellent. That was impeccable. But I've played it all the way through now.
I've not touched Forza for 2 weeks.
I took the Guardians game off my Christmas list. I'm just like, nah, do you know what? I've seen that now.
Oh, no, it's really good. It's really good.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm saying I don't think I am bothered now. I think at the time I was like, yeah, I want that. Now I'm like, do you know what? No, it wouldn't faze me if I don't play that.
But yeah, May Feb to come. So let's get Christmas out the way, January out the way, and then, yeah, your games. So like what? 10 weeks? I can do 10 weeks. For Feb to come around.
Where the hell is this Windworks?
Oh.
That's it. So far,
I'm so far away from it, it's ridiculous, and I'm actually getting fed up with the amount of battles that I didn't do, that I skipped, that I didn't realise I skipped. Lord knows where I'm supposed to be. It's like...
Well, I'll point out, I've already got one, and I'm working my way back to the second year where I was.
I'm on route 207 at the moment. Yeah, making my way to route 205.
At, so you're not a million miles
away. Yeah. No. We're in Aarberg now.
Oh, I'm catching a Rattata! It's so exciting having all these old pokies appear.
Rattata.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Anna, have you played anything other than Bioshock?
Like I said, I tried to play The Witcher and I can't be bothered. I tried to play Cyberpunk and I'm at the last level. The last mission. So... I just finish it. Yeah, but I want to go around, because like I've got loads of side missions and gigs.
Oh,
I don't
you finish it though. Finish it, and it'll just let you look at when you finish it. I can tell you this because it'll help you. When you finish it, you'll get put back to that right at that point, right at the end.
Oh, okay.
To the point where before you go into that final mission.
I might do that over the weekend.
Puts you right there. So.
But apparently, it's been getting loads of good reviews on Steam this week for some reason, because there was an update. But I was playing it, right, and I was like, it's still very empty to what it looked like before it came out to what it is now. Like, you go down the roads and there's one or two cars, you go down like the street and there's a handful of people, but then I had to do this driving mission and there's cars everywhere, and I'm just like, it doesn't go well. Like, there should be this amount of cars all the time, but these cars got in the way every time. Every corner they just come out and you have to like move around. I'm thinking, that's so cheap. Like, normally I could go down this road not see another car, but because I have to drive in this mission, there's a car coming around every corner trying to get in my way, and I'm thinking that's so annoying, and it's very jarring. But yeah, I think I just need to finish it, because like I was waiting for the update, but now the update's not coming out till late next year sometime. It's the same with The Witcher. Like they promised like The Witcher.
Oh no, that's
update.
Early next year.
The is it early?
Cyberpunk's first quarter next year.
But still, that's still not this year. Like they
no,
promised.
No, they pushed it back. Well, they've learned the lesson. Learned the lesson.
Because it don't did over-promise. Look really well, really good. But it was like the story's kind of there. All right, I don't like the fact that like the first half an hour of the game, you're just given you go through a mission with that mate of yours, and then you have a montage, and then it completely stops being that way, and then you're just on your own. And it's just like, what am I? When I picked that? That nomad at the start, where does that come into play in any part of the game?
It does come into it.
Does it really though? Yeah. Like I only had like a few conversations where it's like pick nomad.
It sections. There's parts of the game you haven't seen because of that, because of who you've picked, and there's missions you will never get because of who you've picked.
Right. Okay.
So, like I said, all the main beats kind of like are roughly the same,
mm-hmm.
but it's how you get to them is slightly different with different characters you've picked, you know, whichever type you've picked.
Yeah.
So I picked Nomad as well, and I have bought this again this week on the Xbox. I'm not planning on playing it. I'm just waiting for the free update, but it was on sale, so I bought it again. But I will play a Corpo maybe or something like that maybe next time.
Yeah,
because
it's
Corpo,
three,
so
isn't there
good.
All together.
Corpo, Street Kid, and Nomad, something like that.
Right.
But yeah, it's. I mean, like I say, it's not. It's not like completely different game, sort of thing. But there are missions and stuff like that you do not see if you are not a certain type of character.
Hmm.
And also same for Nomad. There's loads of stuff in Nomad that you wouldn't see that, you know, other people won't see. So
right.
It all swings around.
Maybe
right
just because I haven't played the other one, so I don't see the difference.
No, you won't do it. You won't, like I say, yeah. You won't unless you physically played it. And I just know that because I know. I watched some videos of other people playing it, and I'm like, I've watched them going, hang on a minute, I haven't seen this any. What the hell is this? And then I realised, oh, they're playing a different class. So it makes sense that there is things that we just generally wouldn't see. And obviously that is the case. You wouldn't see all the big wigs and the high-rise stuff and what have you because you're not a corporal kid, whoever it is.
True.
You're just some sort of, like, nomad who's just kind of lives on the outskirts of the city, so you wouldn't necessarily see all the stuff that goes on in these big buildings and whatever. I don't know. It's I like. I'm gonna say I enjoyed every minute that I played of that game last year. So much so I put it in the game
like,
of the year.
I did. I have enjoyed it. It just seems a bit not finished. You know what I mean? It's like I'm playing a beta because.
Well, to be fair, you're playing the PS4 version as well, aren't you? So. It's not. Yeah. There's not a PS5 version out there right now.
That's
you are playing
true.
A pared down version right now.
At least it's playable on the PlayStation mm-hmm. 5. Like I know some PlayStation 4s were not having a good time, which shouldn't really do that. But again, it's not what is it called? CD Projekt Red. It's not their fault because they have like people behind saying you need to get this out. You've promised. It's been delayed so many, because it's like, 7 years in production or something? And then there was like, yeah, you need to bring this out, and it was all the hype. And yeah, I want it to feel like The Witcher. Like, when you're in The Witcher, the streets are filled with people. There's people everywhere doing this, that, and the other. And then this one, you get the same, like, 10, 20 people just walking around, not doing anything, not talking to each other, and it just seems very empty, I want to say. But yeah, so instead of that, I played Bioshock, the remaster, and it's beautiful. So if you've got it, go and play it. Because like I think everyone got on Steam, got a free update. If you have the collection, free update. So if you want nicer graphics and commentary, though I can't find the commentary, I don't know where that setting is, but I'd love to play it and listen to, and because I do love that environment, and which is really weird as well, because I was playing it and like you could hit, like they've obviously got songs in there, and I'm thinking this song's from Fallout, and that's very jarring to hear both them kind of that era of songs in two different games, because I'm thinking, but this isn't Fallout. But then I think these are actual real songs that came out in like the 50s, and obviously they can reuse them. And then I was thinking, well, Bioshock came out before Fallout 4, and it's just like, who owns these songs? Like, are they allowed to just use them as and when the games come out? Because like this was remastered in 2020, so they must still have the license, but then the license is still a Fallout. It's just like, there's like a whole...
Well, depending on how old the song is, they might be outside of licensing and copyright anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Isn't the copyright 75 years, though?
It depends on what the agreement was.
Maybe. I imagine.
That's why how long they've been dead for as well, doesn't it?
I think it also depends how long ago it was. There's lots of weird little quirks to it, but I know way back when I was one of my very first harebrained schemes when I was still in sixth form was buying these CDs of old songs and cover versions to try and sell at car boot sales. And because the songs were so old, they weren't copyright. So they could just be put on these compilation CDs and sold. And these were like songs from the 50s. So I don't know if the law has changed since 1999 when I was doing this. But at that point, if the song was like 50 years old, it was fair game.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Anna, you'll be delighted to know that I caught the Drifloon, and because I already have a Kev and a Pab, you have the honour of it being named after you.
Excellent. Don't know what
little
one
balloon
is.
Balloon ghost fella.
Excellent. Yes. That is me.
Are you done, Anna?
Yeah, that's all I've done.
Because I did play a new game this week, in addition to Pokemon.
Oh, no way.
For all of an hour. I mentioned it on last week's show, I think. Shin Megami Tensei V.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about this. Yeah, go on.
I will be going back to it, but I played it quite late at night. I think I played it after the podcast, actually, when I was sulking about Pokemon and it not being Friday anymore. I played this for about an hour, and I was really, really enjoying it. You basically, as always seems to be the way in these games, you're a Japanese school kid.
That is weird.
Just wondering about
that's or like in these games you're just a school kid. It's very weird. Yeah.
Japanese school kid, going about your own business, and suddenly there's this big crash disaster thing, and all of a sudden you find yourself in this alternate reality version of Tokyo, where you have to combine yourself with the body of a demon in order to survive. So you're on the demon realm version of Tokyo. And there's a demon who is strong of body and weak of mind, and you're strong of mind and weak of body. So you combine to become this thing that I can't remember the name of, where basically I get to be in their body, but controlling them because I'm still using my mind. And you have to wander around this demon realm, defeating the demons and basically trying to figure out a way to get out of it. And as part of doing that, you go around and recruit the demons as well. So every time you meet a new demon, you can either battle it or look to catch it, Pokemon style. and the demons are all of the personas from the Persona game. So
yeah,
they're the exact same
characters.
So the demons are all things that I'm already familiar with. But the battling in it is really clunky compared to either Persona or Pokemon. And I googled it after my first couple of battles, saying, what is the deal with these battles? And this tutorial that I read said, just hit the auto battle button. There's an auto battle button. You hit the Y button, it will just auto battle for you. You don't need to worry about it. So the next battle I did, I auto battled, died, and game over screen comes up, and it's like, oh, well,
thanks.
I see. And then I took it out, and that's when I put Pokemon Sword in. So I haven't gone back to it since, but it was certainly promising, but just a little bit clunky.
Apparently, it is solid.
I think auto battle
hard.
Isn't. Yeah, auto battle probably isn't the way forward. Certainly not early on when I've only got like three demons in my team, and I'm trying to auto battle my way through a big old group of big slimy sludge monsters. But yeah, it is supposed to be absolutely mega hard. It's the Demon Soul, Dark Souls of the nerdy collect 'em all nonsense games. But I did read, like I said last week, I think, I did read that review on Amazon of the guy saying, the review from Future Kev, which I still think I will write it at some point in the next 6 months, because this review from Future Kev saying how he's a 39-year-old man who really enjoys Persona and Pokemon, has never been able to find another game of that kind of style that he enjoys until he found this, and he's now 20 hours deep and absolutely loving it. So I'm thinking that must be me. There's no other way that's not me, because it so accurately describes me. So I think when I'm done with Pokemon again, I'll give this another try when I'm not tired and it's not late at night. And it was cool going around and catching all of my personas and stuff. I liked all that. And I just think it's a game that you need to really be able to concentrate on, and you can't do it when you're like half asleep and it's 2 a.m. Probably a bad idea. Mm-hmm. It's good, but hard, really hard. That's it. That's me done now. You lot can talk about your little games that you've been playing, you nerds, your little video games.
I was going to ask, this is because I'm assuming we're finished with games and we're about to wrap up.
Well, Pab hasn't done this yet.
Oh, is he not? Sorry, Pabby. Sorry.
Yeah. You pay no attention, do you? You're a monster.
You talked about Pokemon. I thought that was it.
Off.
Go on, mate. You talk. I'll leave you to it. I had a question. Well. But go on.
No, I've only really played Pokemon. The only other thing I did do, I finished. I took a leaf out of Anna's book. I went back and finished Miles Morales.
Yes.
It turns out I was only about an hour from finishing it. Yeah. I was like, oh, it's not that long, this game.
No.
My saves is like 37% complete. And I was like, eh?
I saw the other bits,
That must be why I was looking at it earlier. I forgot Anna had mentioned it last week. I set up my PlayStation earlier at the TV. I moved TV into my same room as my computer. And I was looking at it thinking, I didn't complete that. And that must be why. You must have put it all in our heads, Anna.
Yes. Yeah, it's not overly long.
No.
So I was like, oh. I've got into like a habit now of like I just turn the PlayStation on a Sunday, and I just go, okay, what's on the, let's have a look what's on the store. It must have been like when the sales were coming up or something. So let's have a look what's on the store. I was like, is there anything to play? I booted up Kena.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just in an area. I was like, I don't know where I'm gonna go. I'm just in like an, it's just like an open, like a big, like, it looks like a hub world type area. Do I know where to go? Nope.
No.
Nope.
Remember I was streaming it once and spent the first hour just going, well, I've been here. It's so hard to navigate that area because, yes, it's pretty, but it doesn't signpost it very well.
Yeah.
On where to go or what to do.
I tend to agree with that. So, yes, I finished Miles Morales. It's a good game, but going into that last hour, it's probably not wise for you to just jump in and just try and push the story, because I haven't played it since launch.
Exactly. Yeah, you need.
So I didn't know the button configs, how to do anything, or what have you. I was getting annoyed with the bat. Like suddenly it's like you're going into like pretty much end game content.
Mm-hmm.
With newbie like mindset of controls and what have you, so everything's like rock hard enemies, and I'm just going, I don't know what I'm doing. I died a few times and got annoyed. It was like, this is just stupid. Why does this play like this? I was like, I've not got my legs again for this this game. So yeah, it took a few goes. I enjoyed it. Whether I like I say a platinum the other one, probably don't necessarily think I will platinum this one. I did think about deleting it. I thought, well, I'm going to need space at some point. And then
yeah.
I have I bought one of them M2 drives for on Black Friday for the, you know, the PlayStation storage upgrade.
Oh, yeah.
So I dismantled my PlayStation and put in the new hard drive. So I've now got, like, whatever it comes with, like 700 gigs, whatever it comes with, yeah, standard.
There's not a lot in
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's not. But I've got an extra 2 terabytes now. So
very nice.
So, well, I've got. I was like, I'm not going to delete Miles Morales. I'm just going to leave it on there now. So that was nice and fun when the video just says, firmly just push on this, push with this hand and pull upwards with this hand. I'm like, oh, God, I feel like I'm just going to snap the bloody thing in half. It was horrible. But, yeah, I managed to get it off and unscrew the thing, seat the heat sink on the hard drive thing and screw it all back together, clip it all back in, and it all works fine. So,
nice.
Yeah, that has been pretty much my week. Like, pretty much all I've played is Pokemon. And not even in big doses. I just turn it on for like an hour here or there, and I just do it while I'm watching something on my iPad, and it's not overly taxing. But it is what it is. It's all right.
I have mastered a system where I can hold my Switch and my phone at the same time, so I can watch stuff whilst playing on my Switch.
See, what I found myself
whilst lying in bed. I'm a genius.
I found myself doing. I was lying in bed with the iPad in front of me. Just watching something, and I was like, I feels awkward to be holding the Switch. I was like, oh, wait a minute, unclip the Joy-Cons. I can just hold them wherever. It doesn't matter. I just sat the Switch up next to the iPad and just had hold of the Joy-Cons. Yeah, this is brilliant. This is how it should be played. It's good.
It's certainly part of my bedtime routine now. Get into bed, little bit of Pokemon, and then go to sleep.
There you go. You got a whole new decks to be working on now.
Exactly. I'm working on it now. I'm having a lovely time.
Living the sheepdog dream. Stick a CPAP mask on and you'll be basically recreating my life.
Have we done a full episode pretty much only talking about the game we weren't going to talk about ever again?
Just all any of us have played.
I've broken you. I've worn you down. 450 episodes. That's all it took.
If I installed TapTap.
And the ridiculous thing is they're oversaturating now. There's another one coming out in like 2 weeks. Or whatever it is. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, 2 weeks was going to be part of my comment, right? Looking at the rest of the year, you've got the 10th, 17th, Christmas Eve, and then New Year's Eve. What do you have any idea what we're doing? On air seems like the best time to ask you about that.
Yeah.
What, podcasts?
Yeah, like, what's the score?
We'll figure it out. We'll have a plan, don't you worry.
When's that? Are we going to do our
Are we doing a Christmas Day podcast?
I don't know what day of the week Christmas Day
is.
Christmas
Day's on a Saturday.
Saturday, that's the point. We need to not... I don't think we're going to get away recording it on Christmas Eve.
Why not?
We can.
Yeah, we can.
To be fair, I probably could, to be fair. But New Year's Eve, I can't.
Why?
Yeah, maybe that's a bit more difficult.
Well, New Year's Eve will do... So the New Year's Day episode that's released will be the Zeitgeist Review of the Year. We'll just record it in advance, like we always do.
There we go. Just wondered if there's anything different. I wanted to check. I thought put you on
not
the spot.
Not that I want to let people behind the curtain, but the Google Zeitgeist Review of the Year show, often pre-recorded.
We review the year in like June, don't we?
Exactly. Yeah. Look, I imagine if I went and looked for it now, those Zeitgeist lists are already out at the start of December.
That's why most of us are all just set at a dumbstruck, because we don't know what the answers are to anything.
Yeah, we ain't lived it yet.
Yeah, it's just Google predicting what'll be news.
Yeah, that's why Anna wins, because she's the only one who's psychic out of all of us. She just predicts what's going to happen.
I never win. I'm always last.
You're a sidekick anyway. What are you talking about?
Who, me?
Psychic, not a sidekick.
Swine. Lovely.
Who wins? Is it Pab that wins then? Is he the only one who cheats?
Yeah, Pab wins.
Pens,
yeah,
and papers with him.
Yeah, he writes things down.
Oh, yeah, throughout the year. Makes his little notes.
As ever, Pab ruins it for everyone else by trying.
Pab? I'm saying it in advance this year. No note-taking and no reading the news.
No trying.
No Google. You're not allowed to use Google for the rest of the year. It's DuckDuckGoose, whatever it's called for you now.
I'm on Bing. I'm a Bing person these days.
No, don't be Binging it. You're DuckDuckGoosing it. I just told you.
You better not be using Bing.
You get Microsoft points. I get Game Pass for free every month because I get to use Bing.
Game Pass,
you must get through a lot of porn to get free Game Pass.
That's just
goodness
Bing in,
me.
In a nutshell. You can search anything and it brings up porn and Bing.
This is a sales pitch for it.
Good Lord. Good.
This is why it was discouraged from being used in classrooms when I was a teacher, I imagine. Right, are we done? Can I get on with playing my Pokemon game, please?
Yeah, I'm nearly back to where I was.
On stream you can pretend this never happened?
Exactly. I could be like, oh, yeah, no one look in my box. Oh, what's
where
Anna
did this
doing there?
Come from?
It's called Anna. She must have hacked my game.
Just hope nobody listens to the podcast.
Nah, it's all right.
You'll be all right there. You'll be safe. No one listens to the podcast.
They asked me earlier how your success has shaped the podcast listeners, and I said, I don't think we've gained anything from it. I mean, frankly, you've avoided mentioning it, especially when
I avoid it as much as possible, yeah.
Well, I told them that your management suggested you should get into podcasts.
Yeah, they do bring that up about once a year. They ask if I've got any interest in starting a podcast, and I remind them that I've been doing one for 12 years. And they're like, oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the answer to that question. But we're over the hour now. People haven't paid for this bit, so let's cut it.
We'll just send them an extra bill. It'll be fine. We add all these up at the end of the year, and it counts as a bonus episode.
That's a good point.
Make sure you follow us on the internet. You can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pub1986.
And, all of that. I've hit a dead end. I'm very confused. I'm at a dead end in my Pokemon, so I can't concentrate on ending the podcast. It's probably best for now that I just say see you next week, boys and girls.
Bye-bye.
Have a good week.
Thanks, Lester Folks.